Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It is Dirt Doctor Radio, and we're here for you for most of you for 3 hours. Some stations carry 1 hour, some two, some three, the whole thing. I just put a real quick note on Facebook that we were about to get started, and that if you identify the contest photo on dirtdoctor.com, you win a course, the Natural Organic Certification course, that we'll talk about a little bit more. To be on the show with me, the telephone number, one number from anywhere, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Organic gardening is what we talk about, the natural organic approach, how to stop using the synthetic fertilizers and soil amendments that I don't recommend, like iron is one example. We have a much better way to provide iron to the soil, and that's green sand. If you ever have plants that you think are chlorotic for whatever reason and you've never tried that product, it's a generic product that's available all over the place. It's getting a little bit harder to find than it used to be, but the typical chemical ways of applying iron, stain concrete, stain the side of the house, stain whatever they hit, and don't work all that well, are not buffered, and I don't recommend them. So what I do recommend is green sand. And you, if those are new terms to you, those are the kind of things we talk about here. It's all covered on our website on dirtdoctor.com, so you can look things up there if you have any questions. But if you want to chat about things, give me a buzz. We're going to have Marty Whittakin as a guest in the second hour, our friend, talking about human health a little bit, too. Start off the show, as we usually do, with our SPCA tip of the week. And I'll bring you up to date on our SPCA. I've got a little story for you on our latest adoptee. The tea this morning, so I don't forget about it, is pretty good. I recommend you give it a shot. It's ginger. I cut up some fresh ginger, half of lemon in the tea. And what else did I put in there? A bay leaf, some fennel out of the garden, and it's really a nice one. I also put apple cider vinegar and a little bit of honey this morning. It makes a very, very nice tea, so give that a shot. The SPCA dog of the week is Misty, and Misty's a cutie. 8-year-old female Jack Russell Terrier mix. And you need to check her out. She's apparently been on TV. She's a TV star. So check her out on our website. All the details about her are there. Just go to the SPCA button there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. But she looks like a good one for you, nice size. Now, the bad news, not terrible bad news because it's such a nice place to be, but we'd like to get Vader a permanent home. And Vader's a 5-year-old male Labrador Retriever mix, 71 pounds. Their pictures are on our website, so check it out on dirtdoctor.com. Well, let me tell you about our SPCA adoption, the latest one. A lot of you know that we adopted, oh, I guess a month ago, when not that long ago, Hazel. Hazel's name was Azel when we got her, and I think that probably because that's where she came from. She was part of a group of dogs that a hoarder had, just running loose, not being cared for very much. And we've got her, one of her brothers was adopted right away. I think most of them have been adopted because they're so great looking. They're terrier mixes. And Hazel's a sweetheart. She's been great, but we knew from day one that she was probably a runner, because they warned us, and they had a warning on the door at the SPCA that she would try to bolt. She'd try to escape out of the door, and they had to be real careful about that. So we had a pretty good idea of that, and we could tell at home that she was always trying to sneak out and had to be careful about it. Well, this past week, we've got a gate on our driveway that closes with a remote, and sometimes it decides that it's going to open itself up. It's got a ghost in it. Why it does it, I have no idea. I thought we had it fixed. Well, in our breakfast room, the door off the breakfast room goes out into the driveway area. And usually it's fine because that gate is shut and I can let her out. And she runs right out there and comes back in. And she's seems to be adjusting very well. She and Tater fight all the time in a playful way and having a lot of fun. But anyway, I let her out. I saw something got my attention. She had gotten a potted plant, a plastic plant, and the soil and the plant was laying out on the driveway. And so I opened the door, breakfast room door, to let her out. And the minute I did it, she bolted out to get that pot to tear it up a little bit more. And I glanced over and the gate's open. And I said, oh boy, here we go. And so I got out in the driveway and got in front of her, and I was going to block her and keep her from getting out. Well, you can imagine how well that worked out. She had no problem getting by me, and she was gone. She took off. So Judy and I, we had some other things planned. We both, I went on foot. She got in her car. I came back, got in my car too, and came back and decided that unless she decides to come back, we're probably not going to find her because she's just too fast and too clever. Well, I'm in the front yard, and I hear some rustling over in the wild area there in the front, and look over, and sure enough, it's her, and she's running around there. We've got some rabbits. We have some bunny rabbits in the neighborhood. I thought maybe she was after them. She comes running right at me. I thought, well, I'll be. Look here. She's coming back. She goes by me about 40 miles an hour, rips out into the street, and she's taking off again. Two women were walking, and I hollered at them. I said, if you can grab her collar, please do. And she ran right up to them and thought that was fun to say hi. And I was able to walk her back in. But the moral of the story is that's not going to be the last time, because she's just so incredibly fast. And so next time she gets out, we're just going to be keeping our fingers crossed that we're trying to train her, obviously, but hope she comes back on her own. She probably will. She seems to like it there well. But that's the Hazel story of the week. The torque test is, the contest picture is up for you. I put a little note on Facebook that it's available, and I need to give you a little clue on this one. This one's going to be a little bit tricky. This photograph to identify and win one of the natural organic certification courses is a plant that you don't see very much in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In fact, I may have one of the few that's here, but the tip for you is that it is in one of my books, and it's in one of my books. It's very specific. It's in the Plants of Houston and the Gulf States book. It's one that we wrote specifically for the Houston area, but it's for all that area down there. And it's in it. In doing the research for that book and writing that book, I discovered it at a nursery in Houston called Tree Search Farms. And there was some thought that it might not do that well in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're zone 8 now. And so we planted one as a trial, and it's just done beautifully. It's an evergreen. It gets really a nice size. And you'll see in the photograph on dirtdoctor.com, it has beautiful, very interesting flowers, and they are fragrant. They're cinnamon-flavored and fragrance and really, really good. So that's a little tip for you on that plant. What you win is one of the courses. Retail value is $195. It's our torque TES, Texas Organic Research Center. Our 501c3 is behind it, working with ICON and the Vitality Network. 15 chapters. You take the test a chapter at a time. You have to pass the test for each chapter as you go, and when you're finished, become certified by the Texas Organic Research Center. We've had a lot of people sign up, and a pretty good number now that have completely have completed the course and gotten their certificate. So check all that out. I've been visiting with other radio shows around the country. I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back, with things that I want to cover in Howard's Garden include leaves falling from trees, mosquitoes, of course, fertility with this incredible heat, and other things. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We had a couple of callers call in, got tired of the phone ringing, I think, and the phone got a line open, so call back and jump on board here. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's see, there was something before I go to the phones I wanted to tell you. Well, I've started talking about the radio station. Let me go ahead and finish that. The people that are the distributors of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and the Reg Active EFI have put me on the road a little bit, so to speak. I've been visiting with other radio hosts on their shows around the country. And you hear some people come on my show, like Marty's going to do today. And it's been a lot of fun being on other people's shows and getting to listen to what they do. Generally, doctors are people that are into health, talking about the kind of things that Marty and I talk about all the time. And this relationship between the similarities between the health of the human gut and the human health in general and the health of the soil is just gets to be stronger and more evident to us all the time. And that's what we'll be talking about some. But the one I did yesterday was interesting because it was David Snow's show in Hawaii, and he's on the air. He's on a Salem station there, and he's he's heard on all of the islands in Hawaii. So it was interesting. He seemed a little surprised, not by the fact that I was opposed to chemical pesticides, but that I was so opposed to synthetic fertilizers. He hadn't heard that angle before as strongly as we presented. In our course, in our natural organic certification course, one of the things I really try to emphasize throughout the course and several of the chapters is how important it is to stop using synthetic fertilizers, because they're salts, they're very damaging to the life in the soil, and do just the opposite of what we want to do. Yes, they do provide nutrients and make plants grow and green, especially on a temporary basis. But long-term, the health of the soil, which is the key to everything that we deal with here, is really hurt by synthetic fertilizers. Some of the ingredients, some of the fillers, are pretty toxic, too. That's something I don't really talk about that much. But a very small percentage of a synthetic fertilizer is NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. They have very little in the way of trace minerals no balance at all because there's no carbon in the synthetic fertilizers. And just overall, they are the number one thing to change. Miracle-Gro, the typical 3:1:2, 4:1:2 ratio fertilizers, the weed and feed fertilizers, of course, but all of the synthetic fertilizers that have no carbon, that's the one of the biggest problems about them. That's step number one. That doesn't mean that I don't have a problem with the pesticides. I have a big problem with them from a whole bunch of standpoints. But the most important thing to go where we want to go, having healthy, biologically active soil, good production, healthy food, healthy landscaping, 40% to 50% cut in your water bill, the most important thing to do is to cut out the synthetic fertilizers. Well, I'm a little bit surprised, but we already have a contest photograph guesser this morning, and it is Debbie in Colorado Springs. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Doug.
I'm not
my
Doug, but my business partner's Doug.
My husband's name is Doug, too.
Oh, okay. I'm not Doug. My business partner's Doug. I'm Howard.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Dirt Doctor Man. I just got up a few minutes ago. I was up late last night with a certain contest picture.
All right. Let's have the guess.
Is it a clethra?
It is, and it's amazing to me that you get it this quickly. Do you have a copy of my Houston plant book?
No, but I looked online at the library last night, and I was thinking, that looks sort of familiar. A few years ago, I tried to order some from California because they'd be more salt sensitive, but they don't look exactly the same, so I was at it for a while, and it's like,
well, I'm very impressed that you got it that fast. There's two different kinds of plethoras. There's the one that we're talking about is a bigger plant. Mine's about 8 feet tall. That photograph on DirtDoctor.com is my plant, and I took that photograph this past just a few weeks ago. Now, I noticed yesterday that the flowers are fading a little bit from all of this heat, but it is evergreen, and the flowers have just a delightful cinnamon fragrance, and it is a plant that should be used quite a bit more. I have to admit, I always admit when these things, I have the name spelled wrong in the Houston book. I've got clethora with an E in it in the book, which was, again, given to me, but that can't blame anybody else. I didn't pick it up myself, but clethora, C-L-E-T-H-R-A is the proper spelling of the plant. Colorado
Sometimes
Springs, I doubt it would work for you there. It might. I don't know how much farther north it will grow than the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I probably am the only person in Dallas that has one. So congratulations on winning the course. I appreciate you entering, and congratulations on winning. Let me put you back on hold if she didn't get your information, or did she already?
She got quite a bit of it.
Okay, let me put you on hold. Did you have a question for me, too?
Well, I was going to report back to you that Lowe's has made that mosquito.
Okay, let me put you on hold. I'll talk to you off the air. I got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that telephone number is 866-444-3478. I was talking to Debbie off the air. She's really excited about winning the test. I think she's been trying to for a while. Said she stayed up all night last night and was able to figure out on the on our website some changes that we had made in the base information for the Clethora is the clue that she got, I guess. But good stuff. We'll do one every week. We do, if you didn't know about this before, we put a picture up. It alternates with the videos, the introductions, and the information about the torque test on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. And Yoga Mike puts that up Sunday mornings, I think is when it goes up. And then whoever guesses the contest photograph. And I'll do some that are pretty easy to identify and some that are obscure. I thought this one would take the whole show or maybe longer to do, but we'll always have something interesting for you there. I've got a tree in mind for next time that might be a little bit hard for people to come up with. We'll see how it goes. Let's talk to Dave real quick, and then I'll get back to some in Howard's garden stuff. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Howard. Calling about brown patch. I'm not understanding how the fungus exists, if it's at the soil surface or down a few inches. It was caused, I think, by too much nitrogen fertilizer and watering before I moved into the place. My question, in addition to what that fungus is all about and how it lives, is would it be helpful to take plugs from other places in the yard that are healthy and put them in there where the brown patch is? And if so, what size of plug works best?
It probably wouldn't be a bad idea, Dave. If you put some really healthy stuff plugged into the diseased area, I think that's a good idea. I'd cut little squares about, 4-inch square, something like that. You could do them larger. It's, kind of how much time do you have. The fungus that is generically or commonly called brown patch is a fungal pathogen called Rhizoctonia. And Rhizoctonia will attack several different plants. It attacks the stems right at the soil line is mostly where it attacks the plant. The solution for it that we recommend as the first step, you probably have heard me talk about, is cornmeal. And the reason cornmeal works so well, I have a neighbor just right around the corner from our house. He had the worst case of brown patch I've ever seen. It actually killed a great big kind of circular area. And he put down the cornmeal and planted all. He just replanted the whole area because it had completely killed it, which is kind of unusual to see. But it hadn't shown to come back at all, and so I think it worked well. The way cornmeal works is that it stimulates a beneficial fungus called Trichoderma. And there's a lot of research and new products coming out on Trichoderma now that are kind of high-tech. They're coming out of laboratories at universities and so forth. They're still not recognizing the fact that you can go to the feed store and get some whole ground cornmeal and do the same thing as you can with a fancy Trichoderma produced in the lab product.
Okay.
So put the cornmeal out at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, 2 pounds per 100 square feet, just on the surface of the soil, and it works very well. Now, one thing that we've discovered is kind of like treating algae in a pond. If you put cornmeal in a pond, it'll control algae beautifully the first time. The second time, if you continue to load the nutrients into the water and the algae comes back, or if you continue to do, and you're exactly right what you said a minute ago, too much water and too much fertilizer, and the brown patch comes back a second time, for some weird reason, the cornmeal doesn't work as well the second time around. It'll work okay, but not like it does the first time. And if you just change your policies and the conditions and everything which you would do over what the previous owners did, you probably won't even have it come back. If it does come back, what works better the second time around is garlic, dry granulated garlic or garlic spray liquid. Hydrogen peroxide will work pretty well too. You can mix the hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store 50-50 with water and spray it either by itself or with Garrett juice, and it works great. The commercial product BioSafe is an EPA, properly labeled hydrogen peroxide product that's on the market now that a lot of people like to do rather than just making their own mixture.
Okay. Well, thank you, Howard.
Did I get you going? All right. Appreciate the call. It's 866-444-3478. It's Dirt Doctor Radio, and let's talk about mosquitoes a little bit. I know it's a big deal, and pregnant women, it's extremely dangerous, but the Zika virus is something that is just, being talked about over the top. It's in a very small area in Florida, and don't get me wrong, it's dangerous, and we've got to be careful about it, and people need to be using repellents and need to be spraying and killing this stuff. But what is bothering me about it. It's being blown into a big deal and being talked about that the governments need to get involved in spraying toxic chemicals, you know, on a daily basis everywhere to kill and control these mosquitoes, which won't control them. It won't, you know, it doesn't work. You've got to use a more intelligent approach to control them and repel them. First of all, the repellents we need to talk about a little bit. The repellents that are recommended ad nauseum, as you know, are DEET products. Well, there are other products that are much less toxic that are available that work as well or longer than the DEET products. Plus, DEET is a neurotoxin. And it says on the label, or it used to, I hope it still does, that you shouldn't use it on children, especially on their skin. You know, the recommendations are to use on the clothes and indirectly and that sort of thing. But people are out there slathering it all over their skin on a regular basis, and it is it's a dangerous product. What do we recommend instead? Well, we've got a formula on the website on dirtdoctor.com that's vanilla and orange oil and some soap, body wash, or something like that mixed in. The formula's there on the site. There are commercial products out there that are basically essential oils. You've probably heard Mosquito Steve. He's been on a lot of radio stations around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but there's a lot of essential oil-based products out there that work very well on the skin. Some work better for some people than others. Judy's found that she really attracts mosquitoes much more than I do, and she's tested a lot of these things, and some of the products work better for it sometimes than other times. Cactus juice is one commercial product. Bob Webster, I didn't do his show this past weekend. They ran a best of because he was on a trip. I don't know if it was a vacation or he was on a buying trip, but he was going to send me some information about how to get the cactus juice on the market and a little easier for people to find. They have it in San Antonio for some reason, better than other parts of the country, but it's a mixture of things, and it actually has some cactus juice in the product. And if you get an opportunity, maybe you can buy it online pretty easily to try it, I would recommend it. But look into the alternative things. There's a bunch of them, and try the different ones, because for Judy, a different one might work than for you and me and somebody else. So continue to look at that and remember and spread the word that DEET's a dangerous product. It's a neurotoxin, and it is not a good product to be slathering all over yourself all the time. Now, what we're recommending, and I've been talking about this on these visits with other radio hosts around the country, is mosquitoes are incredibly adaptive. They can change their metabolism. They can change their life cycle. They can change what they are sensitive to and not sensitive to. It's amazing. You know, they probably after nuclear war would be around longer than the roaches would be. So we're not going to kill them out. It's impossible to do. All we can do is try to keep a lid on them and keep the population down to a minimum. And the thing that we've discovered that is working the best is to spray, not killing sprays except for one thing, but repellents alternating with one killing spray, and then set up traps that attract them and kill them. And that's what I've done in our garden. And, yeah, we still have some mosquitoes, but the pressure is way, way down. And I think part of it is because of these traps. I have water in two different containers left intentionally and stagnant, and every week or two I put in a little bit of BTI, Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis, the bacteria, the biological killing tool that kills mosquito larvae as they try to convert over to adults and emerge from the water, and black flies and fungus gnats. It's a wonderful product. It's available all over the place out there easily. It's normally just recommended to throw the dunks, mosquito dunks, little donuts, or the granular product in standing water to kill the larvae. And that's great. That works fine. But what I'm doing is I'm setting up traps and keeping the water there intentionally on purpose to attract the mosquitoes that and it has the BTI in. If you look at water that's standing on your property, and I've done this, I did a little video on YouTube, you can see it. You can see the larvae in there, and they come in quick, and you'll see them wiggling around real easily, and you can even see adults emerging and flying out. If I look at my traps, my dirty stagnant water traps, any day, and I do all the time to make sure it's still working, I never see any of the adults emerging. I never see any of the wigglers in the water because they're being killed. But it's attracting them there to be killed is the reason I think it's working so well. The rest of the program is to spray the BTI. It comes in liquid form, or you can make your own liquid by putting the granular in water and soaking it, make your own liquid spray. Spray the whole site because mosquitoes can breed in wet soil and mulch and things like that. Gutters, underground drainage systems, that's why the sprays don't work very well. They collect on the leaves of the trees and don't get down into the areas where the mosquitoes are. And then we alternate the BTI with cedar sprays and garlic sprays. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Don't go away. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. Telephone is 866-444-3478. I'm going to have to get some new headphones. This week, mine are falling apart here. Finishing up on the mosquito thing, it's a big deal. Obviously, in the news, I'm afraid here in Dallas we're about to spray from airplanes again. It's you know, a lot of stuff like that is very disturbing to me because it just flat doesn't work. And we have no problem with pesticides that work. We have trouble with pesticides that are toxic and you know, useless and don't really help control anything. So try to help spread the word. And there's information, like I was talking about, there on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And it doesn't matter what kind of mosquitoes you're talking about. It's the same kind of program that we recommend here. I think that the one of the biggest misconceptions about it is that breeding sites, different species of mosquitoes can breed in different kind of sites, and some of them can breed in extremely small breeding sites, small moist areas, small wet areas, and that's why this spraying of the BTI, Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis, is so effective to put on the entire site. I've been trying to get a hold of this PhD at Rutgers, and for some reason she hadn't gotten back with me yet, and I'll try to have her on the show. She's actually sprayed BTI on some communities, some low-income communities, on a pretty large scale, and and she has come up with some really impressive data about how well the mosquitoes have been controlled. And so that's the kind of information we're trying to get spread to as many other people as we can. Well, here's Dale in Godly, Texas. Let's talk with Dale a minute. Hello, Dale.
Hello. I'm having a problem. A few years back, I planted about 100 bur oak trees.
Okay.
Now they're about 6 to 8 foot tall, and they're in fiber pots. They look real good. But when I put them in the ground, within a week, all the leaves falls off of them. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Are they dying, or are they just defoliating and then re-leafing?
Well, I don't know. I just put a few of them out. I see on the one last one I just put out, I see about 15 green leaves, and the rest of them are brown. The leaves are just falling off of them, and they look real good in the pots.
Well, actually, it's a good thing. It sounds funny, but it's a good thing that the leaves are releasing and falling off the plant. If the leaves turn brown and stay on the tree, the chances are very high that the trees are dead. But when they release and kick off, a lot of times that's just a temporary stress from the weather or the transplant or something like that, and they'll re-leaf and be okay. I can't tell you for sure one way or another, but you may be okay.
When I pull the pots off the ground, I have a few feeder roots, and I cut those off, of course. Could that be the problem?
It could be related, a little transplant damage. And when you're doing it in this kind of heat, I mean, it's just tough. I've got some new trees in my place. Some of them aren't looking very good at all. When you go from the real cool, rainy season we had to this incredible heat, and there's something different about it. I don't know what it is. The numbers aren't any higher than they've been, but there's a different feel. And I'm seeing more cosmetic damage on certain plants that I've ever seen before. What the difference is, I have no idea. Air pollution, different kind of pollen in the air or something. I don't know what it is, but that's probably, your plants are just in stress. It would have been better to have moved them, you know, late in milder weather, and then you probably wouldn't have had the problem. But since they kicked off the leaves, I'll bet you that you're going to have them leaf back out. Next time when you take them out of the pots, don't cut any more roots off than you have to.
Well, I don't cut any more than I have to. And, of course, I have about 100 of them. I live on a large property. It would be better for me just to wait until wintertime to do it or fall.
Or the fall. Fall's actually ideal because at that point you've gotten cool enough and fall color is starting to show in the plants, and that signifies the fact that all systems are pretty much shut down in the plant at that point. And you won't have any trouble with them at all. Yeah, that would have been a better way to go. The only negative about that is that the longer you leave a plant, and especially trees, in pots, the more root-bound, the more circling and girdling and root-bound possibility you have.
Well, they've been in these pots now. I planted them myself. They've been in there 6 years.
Oh,
been
well,
in there a long time. Yeah,
they must have been root-bound like crazy.
No, they're not root-bound. They're in fiber pots.
In what kind of pots?
Fiber or cloth.
Oh,
or
they're in the cloth pots. Okay. Well, it's just a temporary. That's good. It's just a temporary stress, and I hope they'll leaf out for you. All you can do is just be reasonable with the water and wait and see what happens.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Okay. That's a good tip for everybody, by the way. If you're going to be growing plants, those fabric pots like the Smart Pot, great way to go. If he'd had those plants in a plastic pot for 6 years, they'd been just rock hard jammed with those circling and girdling roots. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're going to be visiting with Marty Whittakin about human health related to soil health here for a bit, and then we'll get back to the phones. Back after this.